Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a Real Housewives of New York parody that's on YouTube. And thank you, Andy Dennart from Reality Blurred, for giving it such a lovely shout out over the weekend. That was so,
yeah,
so
that was
cool.
That was really great.
We go way back with Andy, back to the days of blogging, back in the mid-aughts. And he's a good guy. So really appreciated that. And joining me, that other voice you heard, that deep, sexy, lovely voice, that's the voice of Ronnie Karam of the Rose Bricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hi, baby.
How you doing today?
Good. What's going on over there?
Not much. Just getting ready to dive into this episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta. But before we do that, let me just remind everyone that coming up in 10 days, we have a show in Salt Lake City, Utah. We've decided we're going to recap Real Housewives of New Jersey, the final installment of their reunion. So New Jersey in Utah. That's in 10 days. I guess is that next week, actually? That's
it
next
sure
week.
Sure is.
Oh, my God. So see us next week in Utah, everyone. And then
We're going to be talking about Real Housewives of New Jersey, okay?
Yeah. So, and then 2 weeks from then, we are going to Orlando and Charleston. Orlando, we're going to recap Summer House, and Charleston, Real Housewives of New York. So go to watchcrappens.com to get those tickets. And of course, patreon.com/watchcrappens to get access to our bonus episodes. We talked about family karma on this week's bonus episode. So that'll be up soon enough. And we also have Crappens on Demand and all sorts of other great stuff on Patreon. So go do that. And of course, we have new merch. That was the last thing. New merch. Ben
yeah,
Ron 2020.
Got special election shirts up. So go get those over at crappensmerch.com. Vote Hippocrat, okay?
Yeah.
Ben Ron 2020.
And now let's move on to Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Real Housewives of Atlanta. This episode is titled Grease is the Word.
I see what they did there.
See?
Yeah. So this is our vacation episode / divorce episode.
Yes, and Trixie Monocle is just opening this episode in robot voice. I don't even know what she's talking about. Mm-mm. It's very heavily auto-tuned Trixie. I skipped writing it down. I was like,
yeah,
you know what,
too.
Trixie? You can get auto-tuned to make your tune better, but you still need to enunciate Trixie, okay?
You tell her. So everyone's packing. We see Portia. She's packing with Miss Diane, her mom, for going to Greece for the big trip. And then all of a sudden her phone, she gets a text and she has some text tone that's like, L-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l- And Eva's like, they're not even prepared for it. The camera is focused on the microphone up in the ceiling when Eva gets her text, and then they have to tilt down to her face to get her reaction.
Yeah, the biggest shock in this scene was Eva was not laying on the couch. She was actually in her interview chair. And she's like, did you see this? And then we see the tweets that everybody is, or all the blog posts that people are reading. Kenya Moore's explosive breakup with hubby, Mark Daly.
Yeah.
Kenya has announced she's getting a divorce.
Yeah, it's all happening. And then we go over to Nene, and she's FaceTiming with Marlo. And she's like, I just got all these Texases, and looks like they're breaking up or whatever. And Marlo is there. I mean, they're just like ready to pounce on this. Marlo's like, yeah, Kenya Moore just had a gorgeous event last night. This is less than 48 hours later. I'm like, that's 24 hours, but it's fine.
Yeah, and then they immediately start dissing her dress. Nene's like, well, I liked her dress from the party at least. And Marlo's like, well, it was pretty. I don't know if it was Dolce or inspired by, but. And Nene's like, well, look, I don't even care if they split up or they're together or whatever, but were they ever together? Really together?
Yeah.
Together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just throwing shade anyway. Although there are a lot of people who don't believe that they were ever married. I thought they were married. I thought miserable, but married.
I don't believe anything that comes out of Kenya's mouth. Still. Rough episode for her, so, you know, feel for her there. But, yeah, I don't know that I believe it or not, but I did Google it after.
Did you find the wedding records?
No, couldn't find it. Well, no, I couldn't find any stories about it being fake or whatever. I was looking up sham marriage, and then it just goes to show you, Googling is an art, and I don't know it very well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe I had a passing feeling that I wanted to look it up, but then I just thought of Mark Daly just sitting on the couch being like, wow, Kenya, why are you getting, you're gonna get dressed before me? Really, Kenya? Really, Ken? And I was like, you know what? Fuck you. I decided not to look it up.
Guy. Yeah. The hatred for that guy overshadows anything I might feel about this story being true or false.
Yeah.
So let's go over to Kenya's house. Yeah. Cynthia comes over and she's talking to Candy in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And, Candy's like, did you talk to her? Because I talked to her the night before all this came out. I mean, I'm surprised it came out. Like, let's compete to see who Kenya has called first.
Cynthia's like, yes, I took a break from reading Open Mic, available this fall, and decided that I would call Kenya and tell her about this wonderful manuscript I'm reading right now. And it turns out that she was going through something terrible. And I said, well, as my fiance Mike said in his book, Open Mic, you have to know how to argue with someone.
So she's like, yeah, I think that she's just so in love that she's taken a lot of shit she would normally not take because she has a kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So they go inside and we see a picture of Mark and making his baby sleep in his armpit. Ugh, he's just so gross. Everything about this guy is so gross, you know?
So gross.
It's like, isn't that cute? The baby's head is nuzzled in his armpit. Gross. Mm-hmm. Okay? Why would you put that in a frame?
And I also got grossed out. I had dinner with some of our friends, like Angie, our friend Angie, who has been on this podcast, Raisani. We were hanging out over the weekend. We were talking about this whole thing. And it was like, what is the deal with this marriage? How did they get together? And I settled on this thought that I bet Mark, when they were dating, totally sold Kenya a bill of goods. And because we've had this argument over and over again, well, she's terrible, like, she did she drive him to it, or no, he was terrible, blah 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 blah. I believe that he was saying all sorts of bullshit things when they were together, like, listen, you don't have to do anything the rest of your life, I'm gonna take care of you the rest of your life, I'm gonna take care of you, you don't have to do anything, okay, I'm gonna do it all for you. You know that he said all that bullshit. And she was like, ah! And she loved the fantasy. And then he didn't do shit for her. So guess what, Mark? Fuck you for not fulfilling your end of the bargain in my head.
He doesn't seem like the type to be fake about anything.
I think he would have. I think he would because he's. I think he's got macho issues. I think that he. I think he was. He says that stuff because he wants to believe that he can be that person, but he is not that person.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that deeply about it. I just look at them and see, look, two gross people. They found each other. Wow, what
That's
a
probably
shock.
The healthier way to look at it. I unfortunately think way too deeply about it.
Narcissists find each other, you know, and then they make each other crazy for eternity.
Yeah.
Whether they're together or not.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, so now Candy and Cynthia go into the house, and Kenya's in her bedroom crying, and she's confused. She doesn't know what to do with herself. Etc. And, you know, she's just sort of like in a state of shock.
Yeah. And she doesn't know if she wants to go on this trip because she knows that these girls are just going to jump all over her. Oh, and she's telling us a story of what happened. So she tells us what happened after the event. She's like, well, Cynthia said, so he made a statement. So that's why you made a statement? She goes, yeah, he forced my hand. He went to the event and he was irritated. And I just don't know why. Like, he wasn't loving. He wasn't being nice. He was muttering things under his breath. Everything I did was a problem. And then we see clips of that, of all of that. And she's like, and then we get in an Uber, which I was mortified by, that they were in an Uber. Come on, production. Step it up, production.
Seriously.
And we took off and he was livid. And he said, I didn't even want you to come.
Wow, like, to the event that she arranged and leveraged her star power for, and basically
and all of her friends,
all her friends, like, hoard out all her friends. Yeah, asshole.
So she's like, well, somehow I ruined his night. And so she said he gets mad, and then he just comes for me, and he won't stop until I'm completely destroyed. And Cynthia's like, were you scared? And she's like, yeah, because we fought, but never in that close of quarters, you know?
Yeah. And basically the Uber driver had to kick Mark out of the car, and Kenya told Mark not to even come back to the house. So it was like that bad that the Uber driver had to kick him out, which is That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's like, well, my instincts are telling me that he's in something else, because she's seen these text messages, and there's this woman who's been begging him to keep their sex life going, even though he's married now,
mm-hmm.
and he's still communicating with this chick. Like, yeah. What the hell?
Exactly, and so she says, so I called her, and I said, you might want to take me off the speakerphone, this is Mrs. Mark Daly. And I was like, of course she said that. Of course she said, this is Mrs. Mark Daly. And for those of you who wonder why did she go for this guy in the first place, it's because she wanted to have moments where she could say, this is Mrs. Mark Daly. Like, there's
this
a lot
is
of,
Mrs.
like...
Mrs. motherfucking Mark Daly. I am a wife.
So yeah, she basically threatened this woman and was like, don't you dare, I know where you live, don't call back, don't try to have sex with my husband. And then then Kenya and Mark had a big fight about it afterwards.
Yeah, which typical. He's like, why are you calling her? So
hey, why are you calling her?
Yeah, so Candy's like, I'd kill him. So
yeah, exactly. That.
So she's basically just, Kenya's a mess, you know, she doesn't want to go on the trip and all of that. And so then we go to the airport and Portia is like, fuck this. I'm bringing hot dog.
Yeah.
I'm bringing her.
Yeah. She's,
I'm bringing HD, baby.
She's bringing hot dog. She's bringing Miss Diane. She's bringing everyone. She's like, whatever. Bring the whole gang. I thought Dennis was going too at a certain point. I'm not, maybe he's there. Maybe he's just like he's lost at the Acropolis, but, you know, I can just imagine Dennis on an airplane. I feel like he'd probably be the number one target to get, like, deep vein thrombosis, right? I feel like he just sits there and does not move for 18 hours. Like, he just...
Yeah, he's like an airbag. He's like an auto airbag, just already deployed.
I feel like when the flight attendants come by and offer him a beverage, he just still sits there. And even though he says, like, yeah, I'll have one, he doesn't move. And then they have to, like, lower the tray, and it, like, bops him in the head. And they're like, sir, we're going to need you to lay back for the tray. And he just doesn't move. Sir?
Sir?
All right, we're just going to rest this tray on your forehead and put this cup in your hand, and maybe you can figure out the rest, sir? No?
Nini shows up in pajama and glitter pajamas, and she goes, she sees the baby, and she's like, hi Dennis to the baby, because she looks just like Dennis, which is so funny.
PJ is, by the way, staring at everyone like, who the fuck are these people? What is this crazy world?
Little hot dog's face is my favorite face on Bravo. I love it. So Marlo comes, and she's like, Candy, I called you the other day and you didn't answer. And Candy's like, yeah, because you're calling to gossip about whether or not Kenya's really divorced. She's like, well, is she?
Yeah. I just want to know what's going on. I mean, it's been 200 hours since that event happened. It's like, Marlo, it was literally 36 hours ago.
And Cynthia's like, well, maybe you should be sensitive to the situation. Chill. Yeah. Hashtag chill. And Candy's like, well, she feels like some people will be using it to go in on her. And Nini's like, well, she should have thought about that before she brought a woman in front of Tanya. So this is going to be a good wake-up call. Wake up! Wake up!
Which is not the most sensitive, thought. Not necessarily wrong. I mean, Nini's not one of those moments where Nini's not wrong, but not very sensitive. Not, and you know, for someone who wants to act like, I'm going to be a mother hen right now. It's like, you're about as fake as Kenya is, okay?
Yeah. So then Tanya and Paul arrive, and Portia's like, hey, Paul, we missed you at the charity event. And he's like, well, my friend had a foundation dinner, so divide and conquer. Okay, bye.
Yeah, and Tanya is,
gets the hell out there.
She's like, he's like, I'm not staying around with you bitches. And Tanya's like, whoa, we're going to Greece. Opa! 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 It's like, ma'am, we're going to need you to take off your shoes. Opa!
And then we go on the plane to Greece, and guess what Candy's doing? Eating. It's like the Candy eating cam. What is Candy eating right now?
Yeah. Well, and then the camera goes on to Cynthia, and she goes, "Hi, I'm just reading Open Mic." I was like, really? You're going to shill Open Mic on to the producer who's holding their iPhone on the plane?
Why do you need to shill Open Mic? Like, this whole book is about how he cheated all the time. Constantly stop shilling the book.
Well, you know, at least she wasn't watching the stupid dog movie. Although, honestly, it was a long flight. She probably did watch it. She's like, "Child, you ever see The Art of Driving in the Rain? It's about a dog, actually. It's not about driving at all. Well, it's sort of about driving because he's a race car driver. Anyway, the point is this. You have to know how to argue with your dog. That's what you got to do."
Oh, now there's a new dog movie for you to hate. Call of the Wild, because that's going to be playing.
Well, at least that's based off of, at least that's based off of like a super famous story, right? Like at least that has some literary merit. I know that The Art of Driving in the Rain is or Racing in the Rain is based off of a book, but I swear to God, it's been months now. I've been complaining about this for months. When we flew back from, where did we go last? Wherever we were, Nebraska. Guess what? More people watching The Art of Racing in the Rain and crying. And like, I swear to God, if I have to watch Amanda, what's her face, in, you know, like having a slow, sick dance with Milo Ventimiglia while the dog watches one more time, it's like that's always the scene. I put my eyes up. It's always that scene. Like, let's have one last dance. Spoiler alert: it does not end well. So. I'm triggering myself. I'm sorry, everyone. I did it to myself.
Getting yourself worked into a froth over there.
I brought it up, and now I'm angry at Cynthia. And there's no guarantee that she watched it, but let's be honest. She totally watched it and cried on the plane and then asked everyone if they'd seen it. No.
The Art of Open Mic in the Rain.
The Art of Racing with the Chill.
Where the dog stays a dog, but now he's my dog, so it's a different dog. And then is Kenya coming? Well, she's in Greece. She was on your plane the whole time, suckers.
Yeah.
How did that work?
I don't know. They must have had a layover.
Like luggage? Like, where was Kenya?
That's going to be one of the questions that will always hang over this television show. How did Kenya get to Greece faster than them? So basically, they arrive in Greece, and they're all getting onto this little bus, and Portia's like, "This is a little tight, this is a little tight." I'm like, sorry, the Grecian buses are not made for your enormous butt. So,
Portia.
I know. That thing is like, that is of another world, her booty. It is unbelievable.
Yeah. So Kenya's like, "Well, I wasn't going to come." Whatever, Kenya. That's always Kenya's move. Yeah. I'm not going to be there. Surprise, I'm here. So she ended up showing up, of course, and in the attention spot, the spot to get the most attention. And Candy's like, "Well, she could have given me a heads up, but at least she's here, and I have to do less on this trip now." Yay.
Yeah. And Kenya gets on the bus. She's like, "I made it, guys." And everyone's like,
"Woo.
Cool."
I wrote, "There's one woohoo."
It's from the bus driver. So they drive to the Airbnb or whatever it is, the villa, and there's gonna be a and it's bedroom time. They got to figure out what the bedrooms, etc. And so they're talking about what the bedroom situation is gonna be. And Nini, of course, is like not gonna share. And Cynthia needs her privacy because she basically plans on having phone sex with Jahil, which I don't need. Don't need to know about that.
And then the questions. Candy's like, "You're going to be playing with yourself." And Portia's like, "Does he see you when you do it?" Yeah, it's kind of how fun sex works, guys.
Yeah.
So hotel arrivals. The first time that they've arrived at a hotel and they're given flowers instead of booze. So that's not a good sign.
Yeah. Tanya's excited. She's like, "Oh, guys, this looks beautiful. Opa! Opa!"
And Nini's terrified of cats. Imagine how they feel.
Yeah.
You know, cats can sense like bad spirits, right?
Yeah.
Don't cats eat your spirit? What was the thing about cats in the Egyptian day? Like, why did they like them? Did they eat your spirit or something when you die? I forget.
I don't know. I think it's just because they're just like all around wonderful animals, maybe.
I'm not going to disagree with that. I love a kitty cat.
I love a cat. I love a cat. I think it's wonderful that you come to this Grecian villa and there's just like cats. Although they looked a little stray. I don't hang around with stray cats, especially, you know what's weird? You get so used to cats being spayed and neutered that when you see a stray cat and it has like balls, you're like, whoa, that cat has balls. That's weird.
Yeah, dog parks, dogs hate the dogs with balls. Like, get over here, dog with balls. They fight with them. Okay, why did Egyptians worship cats? Googled it. Because cats could protect against the tiny monsters that made Egyptian homes unsafe.
Well, they're certainly failing in Greece.
No kidding. Nini totally got in.
Nini got in.
You need some Egyptian cats to train your asses, okay?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty-Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
The Bay Area betches. And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano. Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
We like her more than a smidge. It's Kelly Cartledge.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchel.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Stomp, the Stump Master.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
Incredible Edible Matthew Sisters.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
We love you guys.
Mapdet was regarded as the protector of the home and of the kingdom itself. Later in Egyptian history, the goddess Bastet, sometimes just Bast, replaced Mapdet as a feline goddess of choice.
This is in Egypt, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go, everybody. There's your history for the day. So yeah, Nini's like, I'm scared of them, honey. And Portia's like, who knew there was so much pussy in Greece?
Well, the Greeks knew. If you ever look at any of those Greek myths, it's like, Zeus saw a lady and fucked her. It's always like, it's every single myth is like, Zeus turned himself into a swan and the lady pet the swan and the swan fucked her. I was like, damn it,
yeah,
Zeus.
I read a lot of those Grecian fiction books, like the Greek gods that they've turned into fiction books. It's basically like that. The history of Greece is basically fucking, okay? It's the elements and fucking.
It's all.
The god of rain fucked the god of the sky. And then he cheated on her with a towns girl who was like just, you know, covered in dirt and fucked her.
Yeah, it's like Persephone. Persephone was hanging out with her mom Demeter, and then Hades was like, hey, come down to Hades, fucks her, and now they got a timeshare. He spends half the year up there, half the year with Hades, fucking, and there's some pomegranate seeds involved.
A lot of fucking.
It's all
so
fucking.
So Horse is like, there's so much pussy in Greece. Good thing I didn't bring Dennis. Which is hilarious.
Yeah, Dennis.
Like, he has no more room for any long Grecian names, you know.
Dennis is just outside the Parthenon with like a little, like one of those like street vendor hot dog things, like bacon wrapped hot dogs, just slinging them to tourists.
So then we get a tour of the villas, and of course Kenny and Candy are getting the masters. There's double masters, so they get a master each, and then they have pull down screens like for a projector, and Tanya's like, if there's an Apple TV you can get off on that.
Cynthia's like definitely considering that. She's definitely seeing if Amazon Prime like Prime Now will deliver an Apple TV to whatever part of Greece they're in, Athens.
Yeah. So Kenya, basically, they all have to sit outside, and they've come up with games to decide who's going to get the rooms.
Yeah.
And of course, the way that Kenya announces it is so Kenya. She's like, "So ladies, we are so happy to have you. We're so glad that you love the villa that we selected for you." God, Kenya, you're a real saint.
I know. So I don't even know what that the first challenge, was it even a challenge? Was it just sort of like, do you get third choice? Whatever it was, Cynthia got it, and all she had to do was do dishes for her room. Something like that, right?
Yeah, they didn't tell them what it would be. They just said, who is willing to go first? And Cynthia's like, I will. And they're like, okay, mm-hmm. You have to do dishes, but you get first choice.
Which, by the way, dishes have never been done on any Housewives show in the history of Housewives.
I know, she totally made out.
It's like watching Jack Bauer go to the bathroom on 24. It never happens. It's like, what?
Do you imagine it's like 30 minutes of the show?
Yeah.
Jack had some oatmeal for the first time in months, so he's gonna be a while. Clock you up, guys.
Let's just watch. Let's see if Nina's still around doing some bullshit. President Palmer, Sherry Palmer. just Jack sitting on the toilet. Chloe's out at the door. Jack, when you're done, there is a baby under my desk still, so.
Then they have to eat disgusting things.
Well, there's also, whoever can take their makeup off, including the lashes, first wins the next one. And then it was the food challenge. Nini won the makeup one. And then it was a food challenge. Eating sardines. Yeah. An octopus.
It's exciting times. Yeah. So then someone's like, well, okay, whoever jumps in the pool first can take someone else's room. And Portia's like already in the pool.
She's like, yeah, it's like a dust cloud. It's like a dust outline of Portia. And the rest of her is in the pool.
And Marlo's like, don't mess up your lace front.
Yeah. Mm. She's like, I got that go naked hair, right? She's like, the wetter it is, the better. She's talking about my hair. She said something like that. It was funny.
So Cynthia and Nini are going to share the private villa with two bedrooms.
Yeah.
And basically everybody goes to settle in and get ready for dinner. And Cynthia comes over to Nini's room and she's like, well, howdy neighbor. Hello. Hello, yes. Howdy.
Well,
howdy neighbor. Okay.
It wasn't too long ago when Nini would have rather gone outside and slept next to cats and snakes than sleep next to me. But that just goes to show that hell can freeze over, honey. Even in Greece. That's what happens when you know how to argue with someone. Am I right, everyone? Michelle Obama.
So she's like, you know, Kenya's going through a hard time, and you have been married the longest. I mean, if we don't count divorce, and you're almost divorced, and then your other almost divorce, and your current almost divorce, where are we at with that? But anyway, the point is, you're old, so it might be a chance for you to offer a golden nugget, hashtag golden nugget, hashtag
golden nugget. I was like, what's that?
Golden nugget in a Bailey wine cellar, children.
Nini just turns around like, what? Like, you want me to do what? And what's this about a golden nugget? What?
Nini's like, well, if I offer advice, please receive it because it's coming from a good place.
Yeah.
Because
Nini's in, yeah.
What are you talking about? And then she says, well, I've talked to her. I've been trying with her. She's the one who doesn't want to talk to me. I don't even dislike her. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, how many things have you said in this episode alone, for Christ's sake?
I know. Nini at first, you know, because she gives this look like, you want me to give a golden nugget of whatever that means. But then I think she realizes, oh, wait, no, this is a chance for me to take the higher ground. And then Kenya will say some bullshit, and then I can be the victim. Or not even the victim, but I can look like I was the bigger person. So she, of course, suddenly is like, oh, yes, you know, like, without a question, you know, if this is a woman who's breaking up in a relationship, and if I have something good to say, I'll say it. But like you said, she adds that extra thing where she's like, but it should be received because it's coming from a good place. I'm like, she's going through something horrific right now, and how she receives something from someone who is like BFF with her soon to be ex-husband, I don't know if you should be calling the shots and how she should be receiving that.
Yeah. So the girls all gather at 8 because that's when they're supposed to gather. And Nini's like, where's Kenya? And Candy just goes, late.
Yeah.
Because, of course, Kenya of course.
She's FaceTiming with the nanny.
Yeah. And she wakes up the nanny and she's like, "Oh, you guys are already in bed." She's like, "Yeah, we're both asleep, actually. Do you want me to wake up the baby?"
Yeah.
"Please don't make me wake up the baby, please."
The nanny's like, "Yeah, remember how I was going to go to Dave and Buster's?" And you're like, "Guess what? You have to fly to Greece right now." Yeah, that's where I'm at right now in my mind.
So Marlo's like, "Is she okay? We just care. We just really care."
Yeah. Yeah, Marlo, really a beacon of sincerity, that one.
Yeah.
She really is.
So Kenya finally comes out and they're all being really nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
And Nini's like, "Kenya, do you still have your doggy squirrel and whatever, Kenya?
Peanut
Kenya?
Butter?" She's like, "Kenya? You mean Twirl and..." Actually, I don't even know what the other name is, but Twirl and Friend of Twirl. "Yes, I do have them."
Yeah. And Kenya's like, "Well, it is helpful to have the love and support of my circle, but it has to be genuine." Yeah, so then
they finally... she thinks that they're going to stab her in the back whenever it's convenient for them. I'm like, yeah, you would do the same, Kenya. Let's not play games here.
Yeah, that's the thing with Kenya being this like big victim of everything. It's like, it's Kenya. You know, you still have to remember who you're talking
about. It's still Kenya.
So they finally eat, and Candy tells them, "Well, I'm on a diet." And they're like, "What? Who are you?"
Yeah.
She's like, "Yeah, I'm doing a nude scene." So...
yes, she basically got booked on The Shy, but she's not going to be the lesbian anymore. She's going to be a woman who's married to a gangster dude. And I don't know if she still has to do a sex scene or not, but she's just using it as an excuse to go on a diet, which we've all been there. Be like, "Well, tomorrow I got to go to Staples to get some manila folders, so better start a diet." He's like, "Okay,
yeah,
whatever it takes."
Yeah, I'm on a diet every day. Not every night, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, does it count if I was on a diet for 2 hours? Come on, why haven't I lost any weight?
I rewarded my healthy eating by ordering a chocolate shake from Fat Sal's last night. So that's my diet.
Yeah, it turns out vegan cookies are still cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So learn that lesson.
Yep.
So anyway, Candy's like, so she tells him about her role or whatever. And Marlo's like, "I just want to say I'm so happy we're all laughing and smiling to our beautiful hosts who are so happily married, Candy and Kenya. Congratulations. Thank you for everything."
Opa! So now Nini's like, "Kenya, I know that you and I aren't the closest, but obviously we've all heard what's going on. And, you know, I've gone through a divorce, and, you know, Cynthia and Portia have also. It's genuinely the same. And I just really want to know if you're okay." And Marlo's like, I could second that. Me too. Yeah, what she said. So Kenya's like, "I really appreciate the fact that Cynthia and Kenya came over and checked on me. And Portia, I appreciate that you reached out to me and Marlo. And I just want to say, the guy who handed us the flowers, that was so nice. And the luggage handlers at Delta, they did great. Am I forgetting anyone?"
"Oh, I forgot somebody. I would like to thank that screen for coming down in the bedroom. That's a great feature." And he's just like,
"Even you, Tanya, even you. Thanks for being nice to me." And
and of course Nini gets all pissed.
Yeah,
"But you're getting pissed, but did you text or anything? So why are you getting pissed?"
Exactly.
Like, and my god,
I mean, it is shady what Kenya's doing. I didn't actually think as far as Kenya shade goes, this really was not the worst thing in the world. And again, don't forget the context that like Mark is down with Nini and Greg, and Kenya doesn't know really where Nini's loyalties are, so she's like guarded. I sort of get that. And Tanya's like, "Well, I wouldn't wish this on anyone, Opa! But I do hope they can work it out. At the same time, a lot of what she did to me makes sense." And I was like, Tanya is so nice. Because anyone else would have been like, "Oh, well, based on what she did to me, what goes around comes around, karma's a bitch." But she's more like, "Oh, well, based on what she did, it makes sense, and I understand." I was like, she is so nice. She is so nice. I love Tanya.
But I took it as her saying, you know, she's accusing my husband of cheating and being a bad man, and her husband was cheating and being a bad man at the time or whatever.
Right, she is saying that. She is saying, like, oh, she was basically projecting, but she was not, like, reveling in it. She wasn't being like, ha-ha. She was basically like, oh... now I see it was coming from a hurt place. I was just like, I love Tanya.
Yeah, I do too. And Kenya's like, I want you to have a good time, everybody. I don't want this to overshadow anything, even though I will bring it up every 5 minutes of this whole thing. Yes. So then Cynthia's like, okay, well, I have to get up and do the dishes in celebration of Chill. However, in the spirit of childerhood, I would like to Portia, Tanya, and Kenya, and Marlo, and everybody to join me. But let's just keep Nini and Kenya out here to talk a little longer. Guys, you have the open mic.
Kenya's like, I think I'm just gonna go to bed. And Nini is like, wow, well, Kenya snubbed me at the table twice. And now, and we see a flashback of a few seconds ago when Kenya thanked everyone except Nini. So now Nini is feeling snubbed. I mean, she was snubbed. She is snubbed. But like, she also, it's like, it's not about you, Nini. Like, Kenya is the one who's actively divorcing at this moment.
Yeah. And she's like, she is a sad woman because it takes nothing to say thank you for trying. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's her fucking award. Okay, yeah. Here's her grape leaf. Shut up.
Yeah, you know what? That could, by the way, Nini, what you're saying is not necessarily wrong, but it also applies to you. Like, maybe when Kenya showed up at your event that you were already late for, and then after 7 minutes she said, "What? Like, what am I doing here?" Maybe your response to that should have been, well, I still appreciate that she even came in the first place. But no, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Yeah. So Marlo's like, well, Nini was trying to fellowship. That's wrong, Cynthia. That is wrong. And Nini goes, actually, and she also didn't say my name in that part where she was saying people's names. I was like, oh, good. So then Kenya and Candy are talking.
I was going to just say that Nini goes, you know, I put all of our drama aside, and as a married woman, and as a woman who's been through a lot of real things, fuck Kenya. Let's be real clear. Fuck Kenya and her bad skin. Which was funny and also totally ridiculous.
Oish. So Kenya is talking to Candy inside, and Candy's like, well, why would you be like that? She was trying to make an effort.
Yeah.
Can't you just reciprocate? And Kenya's like, I'm going through stuff. Just let it be. Just let it be, Candy. And Tanya's like, well, I think you should tell her that because she's going to take into something else. It's going to be a big deal. And then we're going to be Apple, which is the opposite of Alpha. What are we going to do?
We're going to be putting together plays. No, it's not the same. I want to break plays. Oh, Apo, no, it's taken over.
And Kenya's like, okay, fine. I'll take her a piece of dessert.
Yeah. So. Which, by the way, Kenya's not totally wrong to be like, there's just so much going on. The last thing I want to do is then have this, like, other layer. I'll talk with her. I just don't want to talk with her right now. But then again, Kenya could have also avoided this if she had just said thank you to Nini. So, a lot of swirl of emotions.
Yeah. So I don't know. With those two, I don't even get too deep about it. It's like Kenya and Nini. They're both fucking terrible. You know, it's like, which child is worse for hitting each other, you know, for hitting the other child or whatever. You both suck. All right. You're both being sent to the farm.
Yeah. So Kenya brings the dessert over to Nini, and Cynthia or someone says, like, we were just saying that maybe Kenya, that like Nini was trying to reach out to you, and you know, maybe you want to talk to Nini. And Kenya, this is a chance where Kenya, in the spirit of baklava peace offering, should have said, you know what, I do appreciate that, and here I brought you some baklava. But she goes, no, I mean, I'm bringing dessert out for everyone. So like, then Nini's like, fuck this, she leaves. So it's like, Kenya, don't act like you're gonna bring out a baklava peace offering and then sort of act like the baklava's for everyone, so it sort of plays down the meaningfulness of that baklava. Also, I really would like some baklava right now.
And Candy and Tanya are like, yep, it's too late. All right, well, we tried to save that one because I hear it from the kitchen. So Candy goes up to Nini and she's like, well, she said that it's not that she didn't want to talk to you, it's just, and Nini's like, then let her say that. Let her say it.
Yeah.
And then so Nini starts getting mad at Candy, and Candy's like, look, it's just like, it seems like maybe you're in a bad mood. She's like, I'm not in a bad mood. I've already tried 8 times with her, 8 times. And Candy's like, but she's just trying to. And Nini says, listen here, Candy, okay? I don't just get ready whenever she's ready. I'm done. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, my door is closed. And Kenya's like, whatever. And she's like, okay, you know what? She's right. I'm wrong. I fucked her man, stole her baby. So good night, honey. And she just like walks out. So, jeez. You know. It just goes to show that for as far as civilization has come since the ancient Greeks, we really haven't come that far at all.
Yes. And then next week, Kenya goes for Cynthia for no reason. So that should be fun.
I'm excited. It's fun times. You guys, thank you so much for listening. We will be back on the next episode to talk some Shaws of Sunset. And again, go to watchcrappens.com to get tickets to our live shows. We're going to Salt Lake City is next week. And we got Orlando and Charleston after that. Big Charleston show. Huge. So go check that out, and we'll talk to you later. Bye, everyone.
Bye.